Women in California are still trying to catch up to men when it comes to pay. That's one conclusion in the third annual report on the status of women and girls in California. It was released this morning at Mount St. Mary's College. The school held a public forum on socioeconomic issues affecting the 19 million women living in the state and LA County. Sarah Zahedi reports.
Women in California earn 83 cents for every dollar earned by men. That might seem low, but it's actually 5 cents more than the national average. And experts at Mount St. Mary's College's Forum on the Status of Women and Girls in California stressed this is still a major problem.
We know things aren't right for the girls and the women of our state, and we know we must do something about that.
That was President Ann McElhaney Johnson of Mount St. Mary's College. She says despite the statistics, she is hopeful for the future. According to the report, wage and job inequity is a cause for greater poverty and public health issues and fewer positions of leadership in government and the media for women. Researchers also say every negative factor that affects California women as a whole hits low-income women and women with less education even harder. At Mount St. Mary's College, 95% of the student population is made up of women, and three-quarters of them are ethnic minorities. Valerie Bonilla, who works in student affairs, says the women attending Mount St. Mary's College give her hope for change.
A lot of the students that attended are the ones who are going to be making changes to improve all the data that we've heard about today.
Mayor Eric Garcetti announced via video message the city's partnership with Mount St. Mary's College to develop briefs on the data to help solve women inequity issues on the local level.
But no matter how much commitment there is behind this issue, we have to back that with the work required to truly make a difference.
Garcetti is making moves to help alleviate issues of female inequity in Los Angeles. But President McElhaney Johnson says California should reach out to all public officials to make sure that changes are made all over the state. Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.